what are the politics of Black August? Because you know, we just got through celebrating Juneteenth, Martin Luther King holiday.
Yeah.
And how do we put this in? Because this is not something that the government gonna say make a national holiday.
No, that's true. That's true. Juneteenth is problematic. Juneteenth was always mm-hmm. a people's holiday, mm-hmm. and now it's been co-opted. Mm-hmm. That was one of the ways they crushed the movement, was with co-optation, and by giving some number of Black people greater opportunity and taking off some of the political pressure, and they're still doing it. So there were these uprisings last year after George Floyd was killed. And what did we get out of it? We got a new word, BIPOC, which I don't like. We got talk of making Juneteenth an official federal holiday. And without talking about liberation, are we liberated? And this story of Juneteenth, that enslaved people didn't know they were free till the Union Army showed up in Galveston. They knew they were free. They mm-hmm. knew the war had ended, but they knew their slaveholders weren't going to free them until they had to. Mm-hmm. So that's what people need to know mm-hmm. about that event. But it should remain a people's holiday and not a corporate holiday and people trying to sell you something, saying that they honor Juneteenth because they want your money. But Black August, and you're absolutely right, has this authenticity that cannot be exploited. I don't think corporate media will want any, or politicians will want anything to do with an event which began under the leadership of incarcerated people. It's a radical commemoration, mm-hmm. Because we're talking about liberation, and you know, we're lifting mm-hmm. up people who are ordinarily scorned, people who we're told we should be ashamed of mm-hmm. or ignore. I was a kid in, how old was I, 1970? I was 11 years old in August of 1970. I remember the attempt to free the prisoners at that courthouse. I remember when George Jackson was killed by prison guards. I remember they said he had a gun hidden in his afro. I mean, what kind of afro could you have that you could put a gun in it? I mean, that's just ridiculous. And even though I was a kid, I knew that that story didn't make any sense. And I knew that he must have been a person who could lead the people if they made this great effort to kill him. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that history has been buried, but it's our job to bring it forth, to bring it forward, so that people who weren't around during that time will know about it. But Black August becomes, I find, every year is something that people talk about more and more.
So how do you see people celebrating or observing Black August, you know, because normally, right, Juneteenth, now that they started observing that and having, you know, barbecues and picnics and stuff, and Martin Luther King, you know, they have just speakers. But so how could Black August be different? Or is it different than how we observe things?
It's interesting. This is something I just learned this week, fasting. Mm-hmm. Not turning off media, mm-hmm. Political education, reading, all of these things, so that people understand that liberation is something we must still struggle for. And that it has, since that time, there are some things that have gotten worse for us. So I think the first step for anybody who's not familiar with Black August is to learn about it. Mm-hmm. And so I would suggest that people start looking up Black August. A lot of folks are writing about it. And I'd start simple. Pick a book on some topic of people who attempted or succeeded in liberating themselves, and know that that's our culture, is fighting for liberation. That's something we have always done, and it's something we should always uphold.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's very important for us to show our young people, you know, people that really was involved in struggle, because, you know, as they do in Black History Month or some other parts of history in this country, they treat like let's say Dean Marvizi, you know, all the people that rose up, they said that they was crazy or something was wrong with them.
Well, they did that at the time. They, you know, they came up with the word drapetomania. It was, you know, people who wanted to free themselves were called crazy. And it's still, that still happens. But we have to learn, you know, I hate the way King's birthday is celebrated. All these politicians who vote for wars, who support all the things that King struggled against, get to show up and talk about how much they treasure his memory. So we have to stop going along with that kind of commemoration. And we have to be about people's holidays and people's celebration. And actually, the last thing we should want is to have our sacred days given some seal of approval by the government and by corporate America. That is the last thing we should want.
Mm-hmm. And should Black August, I mean, I know it's celebrated in the month of August, but the work of Black August, it should go on all during the year?
Sure, sure. We should all struggle. You know, I'm still learning new things. I don't know everything. Mm-hmm. One of the things Glenn Ford did, he taught me a lot. I would read something Glenn wrote in Black Agenda Report, and I'd be somewhat embarrassed. I'd say, I didn't know that. But so after Labor Day, well, tomorrow, read after August 4th, our tribute issue to Glenn Ford. And then when we return after Labor Day, that's one way to start, is with the Black Agenda Report.
Right. Okay. Well, I do know that, you know, on our radio station, we broadcast Black Agenda Report every Tuesday.
Yeah, Black Agenda Radio will be back. We'll be back after Labor Day.
Oh, okay. All right. And like I said, Mark, I don't want to hold you too long, but I want to thank you for coming on and doing this interview and giving us some factual information about Black August. And I'm sure I'm going to be talking to you again, because I got to do something on Glenn Ford.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so thank you again.
And, thank you so much.
All right.
Good night.
Good
night.
Bye-bye. On Friday, August the 6th, the Troy community will be celebrating Black August. And that was organized by, and it will be led by, the Help Healing Collective of Youth Sanctuary and the Sanctuary for Independent Media Uptown Summer 2021 Youth Group. This event will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. person with COVID procedures in place. And it will take place at Freedom Park in Troy, New York.